No Jumper, coolest podcast of the world. Check us out. We're here. It's the Nelk Boys. How you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
What up, dude?
Very, very excited to have you guys on. You guys have been taking the YouTube space by storm.
Thank you, bro.
And it's mind-blowing.
Thanks, dude.
How did this all begin? Like, how did you guys come together? Tell me about the early days of the Nelk formation.
Honestly, man, just like we never thought we'd get to this point, obviously. So just kind of doing it for fun, just like everyone else, just like making videos, having fun. And then I guess you slowly get views, subscribers.
Yeah.
And just like, fuck. It's been like 5 years now.
5 years of grinding.
Grinding. Mm-hmm.
What was it like in the early days? And was it just you two as the initial team?
Yeah, I was messing around on YouTube. Jesse had an MTV show in Canada.
Okay.
So we kind of teamed up around like 30,000 subscribers. And we said, let's just fucking go hard. We moved to LA from Canada. We were like trying to pitch a TV show. That didn't work out.
Where in Canada?
Outside Toronto, Mississauga and Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That, so
you guys were thinking that you were going to make it in more of like a conventional type of way, and then it ended up that the YouTube shit just started cracking off before anything could happen like that?
Remember when like pranks were like big on YouTube? We were like, we kind of missed that wave. So we were kind of doing the typical prank format, you know what I mean? Like that kind of shit. And then the second we started just doing shit that we thought was funny, and our friends thought was funny, like incorporating the drinking, like saying fuck all the YouTube rules and shit.
Yeah.
That's when we started getting big.
That's fucking interesting. Because, you know, that's kind of the way that I sort of hit my stride in terms of, when I think about what No Jumper is, it's basically, it's like the bad kids YouTube channel. It's like, you know, smoking and drinking or whatever. And it's just kind of, you know, but over time, I mean, YouTube has just made it less and less friendly for that kind of stuff. Do you guys deal with that a lot?
We used to big. I mean, we don't make a lot of money on YouTube, so we've just been forced to like focus on our content and just like build a brand and find other ways to make money. So right. Like our fans just support us on merch like crazy.
Yeah.
So we're still not making money off YouTube, but we just rely on merch basically. Just focus on making the best possible videos.
The merch kills it.
The merch kills it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys just sort of figured out like the appropriate kind of like viral meme type, like the full send thing. Your fans are just, they're on board for it.
Full send, yeah.
Yeah, full send just got bigger than us.
You know? Yeah. I just want to say before we get too much further into this, No Jumper Chicago, we're leaving Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We got pop-up shop in Chicago, and then we got shows in London right after that. And you can check out all that information on nojumper.com as well as my Twitter. I just want to throw that out there because we are trying to slang some merch all over the world over the course of the next couple weeks. So Chicago, London, come see us. All right, back to the interview. Also, like and comment and subscribe, you fucking assholes. Okay, wait. So, tell me about the MTV show because I didn't even know about that. I actually kind of thought it was a troll that you had MTV in your name.
Yeah, I don't know. It just it was like a jackass kind of like stunt show kind of thing.
But oh,
like,
really?
Low budget as fuck. Like just a bunch of country kids.
What kind of stuff are you doing?
Jumping cars, getting lit on fire.
IRL Trailer Park Boys type thing?
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Do you guys think that you were influenced by the Trailer Park Boys? Do they have a lot to do with like...
Trailer Park Boys are hilarious, yeah.
That's basically like...
We all like them.
The most important cultural tradition in Canadian history is the Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, dude.
It'd be the ultimate collab. That'd be sick. Shoot a video with them. Imagine Ricky wearing like a Walmart uniform.
Oh my God.
But they're probably... Do you think that they're probably just a bunch of bitches in real life and that they're not nearly as cool as we're assuming they are based on the show?
I mean, they definitely don't play their character. You'd probably think they would. You know,
but like, yeah.
They're probably just normal dudes.
Like, I think I would get along with the real life version of the Trailer Park Boys. Like, actual dudes who hang out in the trailer park. I feel like I would meet those dudes and be like, oh, damn, you like make... more money than the people who live in the trailer park and therefore you're less interesting.
Yeah. They definitely send though. They probably guzz beers and shit.
I don't think so.
You don't think?
I watched interviews. I'm pretty sure Ricky doesn't drink.
See, I haven't actually seen interviews, but I have friends who are like deep enough that they know about what Trailer Park Boys are like in real life.
Really?
Are you guys too young to like really remember Jackass? Because that's the feeling I get when I watch you guys' shit is I'm like, man, this is bringing back that same energy of like the way I felt when I was like 13 watching CKY and Jackass for the first time is how I'm sure a lot of kids feel watching your stuff. And just, you know, because there's something about being young and just you want to see adults be antagonized on camera.
Yeah.
That's a big compliment, thanks.
I definitely watch the shit of all that stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Green.
Oh, yeah.
Another Canadian?
Yeah.
Yep.
Legend.
Very, very big legend. In terms of just the whole genre of messing with people. So were you guys, like, observing the sort of prank world? while it was all going down, you sort of missed like the Fousey Tube era and stuff, but you guys were all fans of that kind of content.
I like one we always said we've been a fan of was Vitaly. He was always just like savage and funny. Mm. All my friends watched him and shit too. Fousey, not so much.
No, not Fousey fan.
Not really. I think 905 liked Fousey too, but
905 definitely.
You were a big Fousey fan, no?
A little bit.
905 is showing us his Fousey too.
He's got a poster
tattoo.
In his room, so.
Yeah, he has a big back tattoo that says Yusuf.
Yeah. Steve got a back tattoo of 905, actually.
Yeah, sure.
No, I saw it, yeah.
You saw it?
That's official.
That's fucked, eh?
That's yeah. I thought you were confused at first, because out here, Riverside, California, which is, like, a pretty white trash place. Please, people in Riverside, don't be mad at me for saying that. But it's very, like, we always say 909, because that's Riverside.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of thought you were getting it first. Because I was watching it on the treadmill this morning, and I was, like, not really 100% paying attention. And I'm like, this fool's from Riverside? How'd you get injected into this whole thing?
I started posting videos of me drinking online, and then Kyle found me, and I had less than 1,000 followers.
Oh, so you were one of these dudes who would just drink, like, absurd amounts of alcohol or, like, pound a whole bottle?
Well, I started off in high school making eating videos because all my buddies just had an idea. You're just, like, such a pig. you're disgusting. Like, you should make videos.
Right.
And, so I just started off with eating videos, and then I stopped for, like, a year. And when I got out of high school, I said, fuck it. I'm going to Liquor Slams.
Went straight to that. What were you eating on camera prior to that? Any memorable ones?
I did a bottle of hot sauce, no hands. Dip, a can of dip.
Like this right here, skull. Yeah. You guys are really off the skull.
I like skull. Yeah. People call me a fucking pussy, but skull mint long cut, baby.
I mean, to be honest, I'm just kind of like fascinated by it because I've never tried it. I feel like I've tried most of the drugs out there.
Oh, you're trying right now, though.
You want to slam one?
Yeah, I'll pack one with you.
You show me what it looks like.
Let's get some Ronas flying in here, too.
And what flavor is that skull, by the way? I can't imagine anything better than me trying skull on this podcast.
If you could try anyone, this is the safest one to try.
I fucking hate mint stuff in general. I dread brushing my teeth every morning, but all right, let's do it. And also, yeah, we got some limes here.
Got some limes.
We're going to crack a few Modelos, which is not...
And they're the best limes you've ever... Great slices.
Really?
Great form, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Holy shit.
What's that?
Keychain. Wait, what?
Keychain.
Bullshit. Shotgun tool.
Oh, yeah. By the way, wholesome.com. find your shotty tool.
Okay.
Nice, nice work.
Wow, he was saying that.
Show them the fucking shirt.
At fullsend.com?
Fullsend.com.
I can respect it. Oh, see, I was going to open it with my own lighter to prove what a badass I am. Here I am. Feeling like an idiot. Okay.
Look at the guy. He cuts him up, he cracks him, and he puts the lime in for you.
What a man.
Yeah, two, nine,
the guy does everything.
Man. How'd you guys discover him? I'm sure he's probably going to hop on camera at some point, but.
We found him at Walmart.
Oh.
He was working the aisles.
Like most great things in life.
He worked in produce.
Really?
In Walmart, so that's why he's so dope. Like, he has a passion for fruit and limes.
I mean, produce, working in the produce section at the grocery store, that's some heroic shit. I mean, you're constantly misting and, like, it just seems like you're fighting an undying battle. You know, you're never going to be able to actually... Wow, look at... Oh, my God.
Have you worked at a grocery store before?
I did when I was a youngin', and I remember all the friends of mine who would work in the produce section, and I just, like, respected what they were doing. But it's just it's a war, you know? That stuff is just going. People are buying stuff, the fruit's going bad, and then you're just going to war trying to keep it legit. I never did what you did before. You shove your finger in it, and then
make sure
it's
airtight.
Yeah.
100% airtight. Oh, just a big finger, yeah.
Tilt it slowly.
Okay.
And then it'll start to raise. There you go.
Okay.
And the line running through the beer.
Slowly bring it back.
Yeah. Okay.
Without the air. Opening it. It will be a squirt if you
do it too fast. And now...
It's just perfect. Want to squirt some
and you guys like this because now it's been fully infected by the lime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that, like, that's the real value of your channel?
Oh, what do we have here?
We got a squirter.
We love a good squirter, though.
Dude, I feel like there's not a lot of YouTube channels that are really educating kids about drinking, and that's kind of important.
It's important, right? Yeah. Someone's got to fill that gap.
And sometimes I think about that is that, like, at this point in my life, I don't really drink anymore. Like, I never drink. And then I think maybe I just don't watch enough Milk Boys.
That could be it.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To the fucking podcast.
Nice fresh round.
You guys definitely weren't drinking Corona out in Canada, eh?
Nah, I drink fucking Bush Light. I'm going to go back home, bud.
Yeah, drinking in Canada is a fucking nightmare. You gotta go to that weird store. You can't just walk into the grocery store. I hear you can buy gas. Can buy beer anywhere.
All right, you gonna pack this chip?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so you grab the can, let the swinger loose.
Okay.
Couple packs. Popper open.
Believe I'm gonna actually put this in my mouth. It looks like black tar heroin.
I just chugged my bottle. It's fucking.
We need a spitter on deck. Repeat, spitter on deck.
You don't gotta grab whatever you.
Looks like you just pulled a fucking mountain of chest hair out of some 80-year-old man's.
That's what it tastes like too.
Is it okay if I use considerably less than you just used?
Yeah, if you want to be a pussy.
But yours was big, bro. It looked like you were put like a full like square inch in there.
Yeah, but I'm a cowboy.
So. And so once I get it in my lip, what's the goal? To just suck and just slowly suck the flavor
just
out of it.
Just sits there, and you're just kind of, and it'll get juice in your mouth, and you spit it.
Have you ever thought about gum cancer? Because that's that's.
I just never Googled it because fuck that.
All right.
I'm gonna quit soon.
You are. I say that all the time about backwoods and shit too.
It's just too on brand right now. I got to keep it going, you know.
All right, so now it's in there. Now I just sort of.
There you go. Kind of, and if you want, it's aggressive, but use your tongue to kind of keep it packed.
Yeah, okay, hack down that, and then just suck.
Just suck away, buddy.
Do you feel like your fans have gotten into the chew thing because of this?
I fucking hope not. I thought of that. I was like, how many kids are going to pack chews now? Don't say that.
It doesn't taste that bad.
If you're out there, don't pack chews.
But
highly addictive.
Let me ask you, like, do you get that, like, head rush that you normally get from smoking a cigarette from this or not really?
Yeah, you'll get one. I don't anymore, but you don't. Yeah. I remember my first time doing it. Like, you almost want to, like, throw up. It's so gnarly.
That's why. You
just swam.
Oh, really? Start swaying. I hope that happens. I hope I have to stop the podcast early while we're live because I'm so fucked up from the Nook Boys giving me a fucking pack of dip.
You want one?
I'm blessed for now.
You're blessed?
I'm down to finish these beers, though. I think Steve's looking for a double barrel over there.
Yeah.
Steve's one wood in already.
Here, let me kill that wood and you work on your barrels. Are we going to talk or just fucking do shit?
No, I mean, talking, doing shit, it's all good together. That's really what they want. We're cheersing again.
Yeah. A fucking party right now.
Bro, this thing in my mouth is a fucking movie. I can't lie.
I think the lime's good.
Oh, you spit out some of the juice you suck out?
You don't swallow.
Are you swallowing?
Hell yeah, I was swallowing.
You can't swallow.
You can't.
Oh, shit.
You can't swallow. No one told him. I forgot.
It makes you throw up. I swear.
The easiest rules.
So that's what you do is you just sit here and suck it and just spit it?
Yeah, you spit. 100% spit.
It's not the
I think I'm going to get rid of it just on the basis of the fact that I sucked a lot of that down my fucking neck.
Yeah, you might want to rinse your mouth out.
Could I get number two, Nano? Please and thank you.
Man, really starting to make me wonder why anyone would want to do that. But I guess people feel the same way about all forms of smoking.
I mean, the first time I did it, I threw up. The first two times I threw up, and now I do it for fucking 4 years.
Who even got you into the dip world?
Thank you.
Fucking Lucas.
Thank you, Dana.
Another guy that used to be in the crew.
Uh-huh. What happened to him? That's one of the things people were asking in the chat.
He just wasn't really feeling pranks anymore.
Mm.
And, like, it was really early on. We weren't making a lot of money, so I'm good. He just kind of...
Okay.
Just went into like a regular 9-to-5.
Mm. You think he's regretting that now that you guys are seeing more success?
Maybe a little bit, but I think he wasn't down for the whole lifestyle. Like me and Jesse were down to travel. Like before, we stayed at like 15 fans' houses when we roadied down to LA.
Fans' houses? Just for the fun of it?
Yeah, he wouldn't have been down. No, we just had
to. You had to. No money, yeah.
Yeah. So he wouldn't have been down for like shit like that kind of thing.
That's interesting. Yeah. I feel like the only way, if you these days want to have a dope YouTube channel, it has to be just 100% the only thing that you care about. You just have to be willing to go so hard. Like I look at Mr. Beast. If you're going to start a YouTube channel 2019, you better be willing to go that hard.
For real. You have to.
You know?
100%.
It's your life for sure.
Yeah.
So personal.
And with you guys, I feel like even you guys, you know, you only do one upload on average per week, but it's still like you guys put a lot of thought into it. There's a lot of editing going into it. It's definitely a week's worth of
effort. It's like a TV show now, kind of. It's long.
We used to do 3 a week, so that was our grind, and we filmed and edited them ourselves.
Was that
while on the road?
Did you feel like that was making you more popular, or was it just not worth it in the end?
No, it was so worth it. It blew us up.
Yeah.
Really?
But now we just kind of want to like make every video good and like a banger, you know?
Great, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I feel like that one time I heard Mr. Beast say that, he's like, if you're going to do this shit, everybody else, if they're putting 10 hours into a video, you should put 100. Everybody else, if they're going to put out, you know, a video a day, you should put out a video a week, but go so hard that you actually, like, really find a way to make something special. And that is that meant a lot to me when I heard him saying that, because I was like, you know, I really respect anybody who just makes YouTube their focal point and is willing to just put that full effort into it. Full send, if you will.
100%. No half sends. Yeah, if you want to go for it, fucking go for it.
Definitely. So, Steve, were you just a natural fit for the crew? Because I feel like these dudes wouldn't necessarily be able to hang with everybody. You know, like, some people might not fit in with the crew.
The second I saw Steve, I saw him pound, like, I don't know what it's called, like a fucking Jack Daniels bottle. Uh-huh. And I was like, I've never seen anybody do that. Like, the way fucking Steve can pound liquor is fucking insane.
Really?
Yeah. So I was just like, we didn't have money to pay him at the beginning, though, right? And then I've always wanted to just work with him, and then now that we're making more, we started paying him. He quit his job, and it's just like, it's just sick. I don't know, what's the word? Chemistry.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you now at this point you kind of made it, so you don't have to like consume huge amounts of disgusting stuff?
Well, yes, and it's because Instagram deletes everything I post. So
we want to do liquor slams, but
I want to do just drinking videos.
Right.
You know, because I can do some pretty cool stuff with beer.
On YouTube, but then they don't spread. Do they get deleted in general? Oh, Instagram.
On Instagram, they just delete it right away.
Right.
And it doesn't even have to be me drinking. It could just be me saying a crazy joke about eating.
Did you see the one where he said he wanted to eat Katie Bell's ass?
No.
I said,
that got deleted.
Like if she had a triple chicken bowl and took a big dump and had no TP or something, I'd still eat that ass.
And Instagram, that's offensive.
And Katie's our friend. She commented, she reposted on her story, and yet still got deleted.
What the fuck? And literally, that's like the most easy way that you could respect a woman in 2019 is to just say that you would eat her ass. Like, what else is there?
That, like, she must be, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's a new beautiful ring. Lady right there, yeah.
Yeah, what is she waiting for? That's fucking quality content right there. If people don't understand that women these days, that's the way to their heart.
100%.
Through their butthole.
What the fuck are flowers anymore, right?
If you're going to give her flowers, you damn well better have a card that goes with it that says, I'm going to eat your butthole tonight.
Yes,
I agree.
Okay, so I understand. How'd you guys end up living in the Cloud House? How did FaZe Banks first start hollering at you guys? What was the deal with all that?
Banks is just the homie. We connected. Well, came out there for a week, like a year ago or something like that.
Well, before anything, Banks was just like, just shouting us out on his vlogs. Like, we didn't even meet him. Like, we obviously knew who they were and shit. Like, they were popping. And he just started shouting us out. Like, yo, if you guys haven't heard of the Nelk Boys, go check them out. And, like, that's when he was getting, like, 10 million views of vlog and shit. Like, so he's just, it's insane what Banks has done for us, really. Like, he's done so much for us, helping us, letting us live in the house for free and shit. Like,
right.
That's insane.
Doesn't make any money off of us.
He doesn't. So a lot of people are asking that. They're like, did he sign a contract with FaZe or anything?
At first, they were, like, talking about it and shit, but then we went back home to Canada anyway. But this time we came back, he's like, yo, just move in for free. Like,
we're trying to get them to release the contract, but
it's not working. That's so weird that now you have to choose sides. You have to choose FaZe or Tfue's weird thing that he's working on. You gotta pick a side.
FaZe up.
It's very strange for me, too, because I wouldn't even know who Tfue was if it wasn't for FaZe Banks fucking demanding that I interview him one night at a party. He's like, you gotta interview this dude. I swear to God, he got 500,000 fucking subscribers yesterday. And I like went and looked, and it really was like when Tfue was first exploding, and I was like, holy shit, like fucking, he never did the interview. But
yeah, before that shit went down, like Banks would even talk about just how happy he was for like how fucking Tfue was killing it. It was, for us to see that go down too, was like pretty fucked.
Yeah.
Pretty shitty.
Yeah, it's just so easy. And I don't want to fully like pass judgment on Tfue because I'm sure that there are details of this whole situation I don't know about and everything. But at the same time, man, like, it just seems like it's so easy for people to like blow up and just fucking forget about who helped them out on the way up and forget about the fact that the way up is like the hardest fucking thing in the world. Like when you don't have like, you know, millions of subscribers and you can't count on your videos doing well and everything. I mean, it's scary. Like you're in a different place in your life, in your mind at that point. And I don't know, it's just kind of.
That's a problem with management in general. It's just like you spend your time, your money, and your skills to like blow someone up, and then the second they're big, they just want to get out. So it's just a weird relationship. Like either way,
I see it in the rap world all the time.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Like
where people just, you know, they help people blow up, and then at a certain point, it's like, well, I don't need you anymore. So what the fuck am I doing with you?
Yeah, but you wouldn't be here without him. So
yeah, that's a tough call. It's weird because when I'm thinking about this situation, I end up siding with Banks, the manager, I suppose. But in the rap situation, I'm typically like, you idiot. Like, that's how it works. You should have a contract. Like, and even if you have a contract, it probably wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. What are you guys listening to? I feel like you guys are listening to, like, the Rolling Stones and stuff and just chugging beers by yourselves.
When we were kids, yeah. Listening around the campfire with the old man.
My dad took me to a Rolling Stones concert when I was 13. So that's just, like, what really? I go to when I think old man rock.
First concert?
Yeah, when we hang out, we still listen to Rolling Stones, yeah.
Damn, I went to AC/DC for his concert.
Really?
Sick.
Wow, I was just in Australia, dude. It's a whole country of AC/DC fans.
Really?
Yeah, you see like little girls wearing AC/DC shirts and stuff. And at first I just thought, oh, that's random. And then I started to realize like, oh yeah, that's like the hero of Australia.
Oh yeah.
You know?
That's sick.
You know? Okay, so how would you guys say you like arrived at the style that you kind of have right now in terms of... in terms of your YouTube content, just putting out these like 20-minute videos, you just start out with some like fun vlog stuff, and then by the end of it is where you get into the good old fashioned like harassing people in public, which is kind of. Do you feel like a lot of fans are just tuning in because they like to see the in person harassment? You guys going to the dog park and just offending someone?
It was hard, honestly, to switch to, like, if you have a fan base for one thing, you can't add, you know, you can't change it.
Right.
So like, we only did the pranks, and then we started incorporating more personality in the vlog.
Mm.
And then, I don't know, we just, people hated it a bit, but just kept doing it. And now it's, people love it.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it another way.
I'm just checking the,
yeah. And now I feel like we just have like the best fucking team. Like Steve's on board.
Mm.
Nino's like become like a funny ass character.
Right.
Me and Jesse. And then we brought our camera and editor, Austin. He's unreal.
He's the
best. It's like a fucking TV show now. Like everyone's commenting. They love the editing. And then we have like Adrian behind the camera too. And so it's just like fucking, we have a solid team right now. Fucking run it up.
That's an underestimated part of being a fucking successful YouTuber is just having the team. Because if you it's one thing to hire a person as an editor or whatever. It's one thing to just get some random filmer. But to actually have like a real dynamic like that, it can make you so much more productive. But it can be really hard to get to that point.
Hard to find, but we got it right now. And we just got to fucking just keep going.
Yeah, definitely. Yo, I'm going to just read these donations right now. Steve, eat the backwood if you're a real sender. Steve, I know you read my dono. Eat the wood. He said that 3 minutes later. Andy said, Steve will do it versus Shoe Nice. Do it, bruh.
Yeah, Shoe Nice hates me.
Shoe Nice hates you?
Yeah.
Did he really reach out?
He's posted a lot of videos about me and the Nelk Boys. He hates them.
Really?
I'll show you a really funny video. Man, we can't get
what the hell is wrong with Shoe Nice?
No clout for Shoe Nice.
No, definitely not.
He's crazy.
Dude, that is so hilarious that he would even feel some type of way because, like, I used to be subscribed to Shoe Nice, and it was just so sad seeing those thumbnails pop up and just realizing, like, this guy's just out here eating a roll of toilet paper for, like, 5,000 views.
I hit him up. I was like, yo, we should film. Like, we'll fucking work together and shit. But he just, like... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think he lost it when his whole family left him because of his YouTube clout. That's, I think, that'd be one of the saddest stories in the history of YouTube.
Bro, there's a video of Steve and him eating a burger when Steve's like six. They're sitting at a table and they're eating a video together.
I was really
And it's so funny. And I messaged Shoe Nice. I'm like, you should pretend to be Steve's long lost dad. Like, we'll fucking blow you up. You guys will do a ton of videos together.
Yeah.
But he's like, get me to 100K and then we'll fucking talk about it and shit.
He's not at 100K.
I was like, what?
He probably loses subscribers like every day. He's probably mad because they're going to repo his plaque.
Yeah, probably.
He probably got a silver plaque and Susan's going to come to his house and take it.
100K? That's what he said?
Yeah. He's like, get me to 100K first.
We got Steve to 700K in a week.
Yeah, I know. Steve, how the fuck did you blow up? You're like fastest growing channel on YouTube
I've
currently?
I've never seen that before. Is it?
I think so. Didn't you guys say that? Or am I just believing it because you guys said it?
We just make it a thing? Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's
fastest
official.
Growing channel.
It's pretty fucked.
In the history
I actually
of YouTube.
Don't think that it is the fastest growing channel because I think I saw PewDiePie like reviewing the fastest growing channels the other day or something, and I was thinking like, oh, Steve's gonna be on this list, and that wasn't, and I was like, okay, the Nook Boys lied to me.
No, but we're going for 1 million in under a month for Steve, so,
and over 5 million in 6 months, 100%.
Try to beat Jake Paul's record. Is that his record or whatever?
100%. Oh, I don't know. I thought that was it.
Are you guys pro 100%. Or anti Paul brothers?
honestly, they're not that bad. Like, that, Jake helped us with that Coachella prank and shit too.
Really? He got you in there?
Yeah, they, like, no, like the scene they did and shit. I don't mind them at all, really. Like, yeah. I respect them. They're hustlers and shit. Yeah.
I don't hate on anyone who's grinding.
Yeah.
It feels never like there was that like weird phase / Paul Brothers beef, but I'm not sure that's a real thing anymore.
Nah, it's done. Seems like we all went to Logan's party and shit. Logan had us on the podcast. Like, we never had anything with them. Yeah.
That's true.
They're hustlers, man.
I saw the Logan Paul podcast with you guys sitting there today, and I thought about watching it, and I'm like, you know, it's always that weird decision. Like, do I want to watch all their interviews, or do I want to do the interview and learn about them while doing the interview rather than a lot of times...
See that shit?
Milk Boys, 1.9 mil. And verified.
We got verified today.
You guys got verified today.
Shout out fucking Jason, baby.
Wow. Oh, you got done?
Yesterday he said, he's like, and like 10 people have told us, look at us verified.
Yeah.
Never works.
He's like, I'll get you verified.
I heard it's getting easier. I heard about some porn star girls that were getting verified just from applying in the app, which never used to work for porn star girls.
I've heard that from some people. Well, just applying in the app works.
Yeah.
They probably have their own tricks, the porn stars.
Yeah,
couple probably do. Yeah, they probably hollered at Zuckerberg, gave him a little hand job.
Oh yeah.
You guys got many hand jobs in this industry?
Handy's coming back, man.
Dude.
You think?
They're so underrated.
They are. I totally agree.
Just fucking laying there and getting a handy.
A girl who can execute an artful hand job, one of a kind. Yeah. Giving heads, and easy. Anyone could do that.
Fucking bored. That's the worst. That's a turnoff. Mm. Don't be jerking me off looking bored. You know what I mean?
Let's
look like you're into it.
A dog could suck a dick, but a dog couldn't jerk you off.
That's what I'm saying. I can get head any day from an animal.
Opposable thumbs. It's a big part of this whole thing.
That was good.
Holy fuck.
Whoa. I'm offended. I didn't know it was going to happen.
No, that was good.
This dude, Aman Bhatti, is really going to keep donating until you fucking eat that wood. I don't...
Let him keep fucking donating.
Let's keep going.
How
then.
Small does it have to get? I haven't seen someone... Wu-Tang a blunt in a long time. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I can Wu-Tang.
It's no big deal.
Put it in the beer and just toss it down.
A cigarette before.
Right.
It's pretty fucked.
I seen you guys working out last night in the Cloud House as well. Whoa, you Wu-Tang a cigarette? That's disgusting.
That's fucked, right?
That's fucking foul. Eating that filter.
I don't get it though. Don't you choke? Like, that's why I wasn't scared to do it. Like,
I mean, when I think about it, sometimes I'll be smoking the blunt. The blunt will get down to like, you know, this big. It's like, I'm not scared to zap that down my throat. But the full cig
I'd
filter?
I'd swallow it or put it out, but I'd be scared to zip that back. What's his name? Who are we doing this for?
Aman Bhatti.
Oh, okay.
A man body is how I'm going to choose to read it. A man's body.
Literally. Dude, I think it's actually a troll. A man's body.
I think so, too. No. Or it's just like, really I just assume that he's... You know,
is
Syrian.
That like a common name?
He's Syrian. I don't know. He's just got that. He's just got that. A man's body. Bhatti man.
Steve's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Steve's going for
if
it.
If you choke, I called this.
Corona's and Wu-Tang.
I got dry mouth right now.
You guys got to stay hydrated. Doing the kind of shit you guys do, you got to stay hydrated.
Yeah, we drink a lot of water.
Whoa. Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
I just ate it, basically.
Wu-Tang.
It's way too dry. But yeah, that was for you.
Aman Bhatti. There you go, buddy.
Aman Bhatti.
I don't pay this much attention to the donations during the interview, but Minichia Cuz said, Adam say shout out to the Bruschetta boys.
I love Bruschetta.
I do too.
That's kind of a big dope name. Good. The Bruschetta boys.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
Big fan.
They sound like they party actually.
Yeah, a mob crew or something.
That might be a good time for me to ask you guys, what the fuck is a Nelk?
It doesn't really mean anything now. It's just like it's like a Google.
You know when milk
like
goes bad?
Milk.
It's kind of what we're doing.
Turns into Nelk. Yeah. You just change the first two syllables or first two letters.
Bag of Nelk.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Talk to me about getting famous as fuck, because you guys were definitely sort of dealing with that when we tried to do this SoundCloud rapper episode that you guys uploaded to your channel. It was kind of hard for you guys because everybody sort of knew who you guys were.
I don't know if we're like, it's about being like that famous, just that not many people have the audience we have. So it's
exactly,
you know what I mean, you go to a college, it's fucked. You go to anywhere where there's people our age, 20s. Yeah.
That's how I feel too. Like, I went to a fucking Drake concert and I was like, nice, a little bit famous. But if I go to like a fucking, you know, Little Pump show,
it's
all about the demographic, you
exactly.
know. But so you guys feel like you don't have that problem with most of the stuff you do, but it was just kind of like that environment coming to the store that did it.
I don't know. It was, it's really like, hard back home.
Yeah, any college town we go to, like, it's insane now. Mm. It's pretty fucked up. Canada, yeah. I went back there for a week during, like first round of the playoffs.
You said
for,
it was
like,
fucked,
ball
eh?
And hockey, and it was insane.
Just because, like, they look at you guys as, like, they're Canadian heroes, moved off to L.A. and made it.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. Hard, it must be hard to deal with. What are, like, the main... Oh, yeah, you know, the funniest thing when you guys were here is that Kato from Shoreline Mafia was back here getting tattooed, and I said to him, I said, yeah, these are my homies. They're doing interviews for No Jumper, like, fully, like, primed him to say some stupid shit, thinking that this was a real interview. And then, but you guys had the fake face tattoos drawn on, and the tattoo artist started being like, well, you guys drew those on.
I know, you called us right away.
I thought that was so funny that he could just tell that the fucking tattoos were fake and exposed you immediately.
Oh. That was a funny video.
Eat 905's cheeks on live stream.
Yeah, I'm having so much fun with these donations right now. Unlisted TV said, Steve, eat 905's cheeks on live stream.
You down, 90?
I don't think we're allowed to do that, right?
For $2? $1.99. $1.99. Tax-free money, baby.
He says he's not allowed to get his ass. His family forbid it.
Yeah.
Someone said, I used to work at the superstore that these dudes pulled their quitting prank at.
Jeez.
Malcolm from the North. He's a frequent donator and always will show up in the stream. Do you believe him, though? He was around?
Malcolm from the North? I think so.
But he might have been just on hand.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You better not be lying, Malcolm from the North.
I'm still reading these, too. Jerry Perry said, yo, congrats to the boys getting verified. Y'all have come a long way. Super big fan. I watch all your vlogs. My name is Jeremiah Paris. Steve, does 90 ever make your urethra tingle?
You know what a urethra is, right, Steve?
Is that fucking a girl's?
No, it's your, it's your dick hole.
Is that fucking a girl?
It's your dick hole.
Indeed, yes, he does. 100% yes.
You know what the clit is?
Yeah.
Have you found it?
100%.
Do you know what to do with it once you find it?
You're the guy digging for gold, eh? You're down there. You know what you're doing?
I mean, dude.
Licking her asshole and shit?
My bad. I fucking don't know what a urethra is.
No, it's the hole in the end of your penis. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag.
Okay. Mr. 90 does. Yes, indeed.
Our STD is a myth. In L.A., yes, because everybody fucks each other with no condoms, and I never heard about anybody getting anything. But also, I know mad girls with herpes, so I take that back.
That sentence is great.
What an answer.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone, but everyone has herpes.
Really?
Yeah.
And you guys ever had STD? It's pretty fucking wild.
I honestly haven't, man.
No.
It's intense. How many, Steve, how many asses have you eaten? It seems like the chat is kind of consumed with Steve's sexual capabilities.
Just one. Just my ex-girlfriend's.
You just oh. You have an ex-girlfriend?
Oh. I don't know, girlfriend.
Guy drops the bomb.
Do you,
but yeah.
Could have said that.
You don't
say
do you have an ex-girlfriend?
I'm open. Eating ass is cool.
When did
it's
you?
It's 2019.
When did you guys?
That wasn't the problem.
When did you break up, though?
Oh shit!
No, because I seen you with this blonde girl in the camping video.
Oh,
that's Nino's girl.
Nino's girl.
Yeah.
That's not you. I thought I saw you going in the tent with her.
Oh no, that was a joke. Because did you see the wine tour video?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just. Yeah. I just
Nino and Steve have a lot of sex.
Yeah. Basically.
Wow, that's cool. I'm so glad that you guys are... Actually, it's really good for Pride Month that you guys are willing to talk about that.
Oh yeah,
it is great, yeah.
Yeah, Pride Month is killing it. Do you guys... Let me ask you this. When you go and do that shit and you're like talking to somebody, harassing them, sometimes you have to blow their face and sometimes you don't. Do you have to try to get them to sign a release after you film it?
I mean, we should, but...
We should, but we don't. If someone gets like really mad, then we'll blur their face.
Right.
But... You can also blur the face on YouTube. Mm, so if people after report the fact. It, we just blur it right away.
Yeah. Okay. Do you run into a lot of problems with that?
Not as much as we should, to be honest. I thought
no,
it would be a lot.
We
got to
be careful because that's the next thing. That
yeah.
Could fuck us.
That's the next thing that they're going to get.
Bullshit.
Yeah. That's definitely something that could happen. Like, I remember there was an H3 video that got taken down just because there was one shot where you could see some lady walking by. And boom, privacy complaint.
So bullshit, it's, man.
And like, if the people care, they'll go ham. They'll never let it go.
Yeah, we filmed these three hot ass blonde girls trying to fight a dude in a parking lot.
I saw
and
that.
We posted it, and I'm just waiting for the privacy complaint to come in because can you imagine how mad those girls are? They're probably in college and shit. They probably have like real careers.
And everyone sees it now.
And
that's the problem.
Yeah, they're beating up a fucking hot dog guy. And
like, I was fighting back, though.
I don't know who the hell those dudes were or what that fight was about, but that was amazing.
feel like that was kind of fair. Those three girls were like attacking him.
Yeah, one average-sized dude versus three Amazonian blonde women is
ridiculously tall.
Huge.
Like, I would be like, I could probably eat those girls out fucking standing up.
Yeah. I would have stopped the fight and just be like, yo, honestly, though, we should fuck. Because y'all are looking pretty good, and I don't think you're that good at fighting. I'm sorry. Dear God, I'm sorry. Okay, somebody has top three favorite rappers right now, boys. Who gets played around the crib?
They'd probably all be different for us.
Different for us, probably, yeah.
What's yours?
Top three? I don't know. It's so hard, man.
Anything coming to mind?
My phone. I don't even have it. You can go, Jesse.
It's so weird getting up and drinking a Corona right after coffee.
I don't even fucking know.
Drake's always bumping Drake's Eminem. Definitely one of my favorites.
Drake. Like, gotta love Drake.
One of my favorites of all time.
You guys are some good, solid Canadians.
Yep.
Gotta hold it down for your president.
On
a scale of zero to Drake, how excited were you about this most recent playoff series in which Canada dominated?
It was sick, man. It was we didn't think they were going to fucking win. I wish we were back in Toronto, though. It was tough seeing all those parties on social media. But we're waiting for our visas, so we can't go back there.
Why are the girls in Canada are so hot?
That's what I've been saying.
What is that?
I've been telling Mr. Steve that a lot.
They're wifey, too. You know what I mean? You can trust them and shit.
Yeah. Not like out here, bro. You go to strip club out here. No. They're going to fucking cut you open and steal your organs.
Toronto's coming like a wannabe LA now, though, kind of like the girls. But yeah. They're figuring out the whole fucking club system now and shit.
Oh, my God. You guys are so right. That's so crazy. Cause
wait,
like,
is that likes thing still gone in Canada?
What's that?
You can't see the number of likes you get?
Oh, is that a thing there still?
Yeah, that's brutal.
That's going to make the girls fucking a little better.
Oh, yeah, probably.
You know what I mean?
That's kind of dope.
I wonder,
just get 1,000 likes.
I wonder about the long-term effects of that, but at the same time, it's like, is that just going to make it so it's harder to tell who's a scammer and who has like 2 million fake followers and gets no likes? Because that's the, like, when I'm looking at the likes, that's the main thing I'm thinking is like, okay, do the likes match up with how many followers they have?
Well, also, I look at Instagram and all this shit as it's just a business, right? Like, how am I supposed to sell a fucking ad, like a post, not, you know what I mean, anything, if like there's no proof of how many followers you actually have or activity,
I don't believe that they'll actually stick with it, because there's like something like Social Blade pops up, they're gonna have to have that kind of thing that tells you how many likes so that a brand that wants to sponsor you is gonna be able to go tune in with it, right?
And either way, someone could just like Google like and find out how many likes something.
Gotta be a way to figure it out. God, I'm so interested in how gay obsessed your fans are. Yo, Steve, chug 3 bottles of Corona at once right now. No balls. Okay, that's not gay. But the one before that, 90 on top or bottom, Steve.
90.
Everybody seems to want to be really interested about your sex positions.
No, it's 9-0.
9-0, sorry.
It's because the
9-0's on top, right?
Oh, yeah, we mean it's whatever we're feeling.
I don't think that's how gay dudes approach it. It's not like whatever we're feeling. It's like they're committed to their role, like top, bottom. I don't think that they switch up that much. Or if they do switch, that's the thing.
Well, I know Steve, he's a really giving guy, so I'm sure whatever Nina's feeling is Steve just kind of, you know. You're accommodating, Steve.
Of course, yeah, from Mr. Nina.
It's one of your best qualities.
Yeah, he does a lot.
Is it tough for you guys to deal with the overwhelming fame at this point? People, in terms of when you're not trying to screw people over with a skit or whatever?
I feel like in LA, it's not bad because you kind of, you know, like we're around people like you, like around other people that are like popping and shit too. So it's kind of normal here. But then when you go somewhere else outside of LA, that's when it's like you really realize, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like if we go to Arizona or some shit for like to party for a weekend, we're like, fuck.
We can't get a fucking Airbnb anywhere without
really
like people 30 kids up. Showing up to our fucking place.
What? They'll just figure it out?
Yeah. Dude, I don't know.
From
I
a
don't
story,
know.
They'll just
50 people pulled
it.
Up to our Airbnb in like San Fran.
I think when we were sleeping once, they
we
put
just
a tile in my
one
ass.
Snap.
And now they're just tracking
they put
me
a
down.
What? Oh, a tracker.
Yeah. I'm tracked.
Like a cat? They put a microchip in there?
They microed me, man.
They microed me. That's fucking hilarious. Have you guys ever tried, anybody try to fight you yet?
Almost.
Oh,
9-0.
That guy in Golden State. Yeah, yeah.
9-0. What'd you say after? You're like, oh, it took him. I'm like, man.
No. I
we did beefing Warriors fans in outside Oracle Arena in Oakland.
Yeah.
And like, we called them bandwagoners. This guy got so mad.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Like an Oakland dude, just like.
Yeah, I mean, you guys put yourself into some pretty like risky situations where it's kind of like, you know, that's sort of the goal. Remember when that was the thing in the prank world?
Those were all fake, though.
Right, but remember, like, in the hood?
Yeah.
That was the fucking craziest trend.
TV, whatever they're called.
TV.
When everybody was just like, oh, we're in the hood. Like, look at, we're in the hood. And it's just like, I don't know if we should have believed any of them. Like, I wonder if anybody ever really got beat up if they were all fake.
I guess they were still taking hits, though. Right or no?
Yeah.
That shit was all fake.
I don't know. If you give some guy in the hood $50 and you're like, yo, fake beat me up. I feel like there's a pretty good chance he's going to just, like, smack you. Like, he's not going to fake beat you up. He's going to beat you up for real.
Yeah.
He's going to, I'm going to earn this.
I'm going to work for my money.
Who else do you guys watch on YouTube?
Cody Ko is actually fucking Cody hilarious.
Danny Mullen.
Who's that?
He's coming up. We collabed with him twice already. He's fucking hilarious. You should check him out.
Really? Okay, I'll get on that.
Who else? Yeah, Steve will do it. Who else?
I don't know what I really watch. I watch fucking skateboard videos. That's it.
Yeah, a lot of interviews and shit.
I watch a lot of skateboard videos.
Yeah.
That to me is like boy porn. It's like you don't like really need to look at it, but it's just like cool guy stuff happening to a nice soundtrack. It's like nice ambient background thing.
Nice video part. Gets you hard.
Somebody asked, would you throw a public house party for fans to meet you?
Yes. Right?
Are we? I mean, we've done it, I think,
I feel like we'd do it.
You have done it.
Yeah, we've done that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that could be pretty interesting. I don't know. It's like being an old man, I just look at you guys' lifestyle and I'm a little bit worried just because it's like, you know, with all the drinking and stuff, a lot of bad things could potentially happen.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, it is. Send it.
We got some strategy behind the scenes. We know what we're doing a little bit.
Really?
Maybe not. I don't know. We'll find out.
We've had some close calls. We're good now. We're still alive.
Definitely. You're still living.
Stories for you, buddy.
Would you describe your financial situation right now as, like, good or great? Is it, like, going fantastic, or is it still, like, you guys are trying to kind of figure it out? You do have a team that the proceeds need to be split amongst, right?
I think we're doing amazing. Like, the money, like, what we're worth right now is, like, pretty good, but we're just, unlike a lot of other YouTubers, we're, like, building a brand. So, like, Full Send, we're trying to turn into, like, something that's going to live and outlast what Nelk is and making pranks.
Mm.
So we're just investing so much money into building that as a company.
That's smart.
So it's not like me and Jesse just have like a shit ton of money where we're just going out and balling out, buying cars. Like we're trying to build a company. So, you know what I'm saying? Money in, money out.
No, it's smart that you guys know that already.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of YouTubers and stuff would be wise to sort of take on that knowledge, but they don't really become aware of that.
Everyone
in time.
Everyone just does like brand deals and shit, but we'd rather build something to where it's like, you know, if we want to one day, we don't want to upload pranks once a week, we don't have to, you know?
Right.
Maybe we can upload one like once a month or whenever we have a sick idea or some shit, you know?
Definitely.
I think it's our image thing too. Like fans and people think that we're like just like these drunk idiots, but like they have no idea that we're like business savvy and shit like that. I don't know.
But is that kind of...
Yeah, we got big goals.
Is so. That part of... Like, you want them to think that you're a bunch of drunk idiots because they're going to, like, buy in on that idea?
I think we're still drunk idiots, but I think we're both. Like,
I mean, you're Canadian.
Smart drunk idiots.
We're definitely idiots, and we're definitely drinking shit, but, like...
being in Canada, like, being a drunk idiot is not, like... Like, in America, they treat you like you have a problem if you're a drunk idiot. In Canada, it's like, oh, he's a good guy, yeah.
Yeah.
He's drunk in his front yard all day.
Yeah.
Well, that's Paul. Yeah. Paul's great.
In America, it's like, oh, he's an alcoholic.
He watches my kids.
Yeah. Okay. I still just keep looking at the
Holy
chat
fuck,
now.
Draymond.
If I drive to the store, can I rap for you guys live? No. Any of you rap and hold the jizz with your foreskin before letting it out elsewhere? Huge part of being uncircumcised. Hashtag uncircumcised gang. Wow.
That's a lot to digest.
Uncircumcised gang?
Yeah. Do you guys have foreskin?
No. Nah.
Me neither. I'm cut.
I got mine removed last week.
You did?
Yeah,
last
I'm
week.
Tired of it.
I had a friend who got he got circumcised at 17.
Damn.
And he couldn't do anything with his boner for like 3 weeks or something. I forget how long it was.
But you jerking for 3 weeks?
He wasn't even supposed to get hard. I think they were giving him some pills that would make it so your dick wouldn't get hard.
Jesus.
I know, that's scary, right?
That Holy. Is fucked.
But he had a problem where like he didn't get circumcised when he was young, and then his dick was getting too big for the foreskin. It was starting to hurt him every time he got hard, so that's why he had to do it.
Damn, what a flex.
Maybe that was just his way of telling us like, oh, my dick is getting really big.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shout out Charlie Crumlers. I just want to throw his name in there.
a good problem to have.
Definitely a good good problem to have. Do you guys ever get like upset or offended when you think about how Steve's dick is like way bigger than yours?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I've just come to accept it though.
It changed the energy in the house for sure.
The big dick energy. Okay. So I'm just trying to think what the people out there want to know about. What's the most sketchy thing you filmed? Opinion, somebody asked. Most sketchy thing you filmed?
Probably the coke prank in Mexico.
Okay. Explain that to me.
Coke prank. We drove across the border into Tijuana with a bunch of coke cans in the trunk.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, you get pulled over for anything there. So we were just parked on, like, a curb, and they pulled us over, and then we're, like, we, like, acted sketchy, and we're, like, oh, we have a bunch of coke in the trunk, like, don't arrest us. Then they, like, brought us into, like, a room, tried to bribe us, said, like, give us $250, we'll let you go.
The cops did?
Yeah.
They tried to take half the coke, because they didn't know it was coke cans yet. Like, it was sketch.
It was all over the Mexican news and shit, and the cops got fired.
For fucking with you guys?
We basically caught, like, bribing on camera, basically.
What the fuck? You guys basically are responsible for, like, exposing Mexican government corruption. That's kind of amazing.
We're the wall, man. We built the wall, pretty much.
Yeah. How you feel about that wall?
I don't know, honestly. I don't really watch the news.
Stay out of that shit.
Yeah, honestly, I think the wall might be kind of getting a bad rap, though. There's a lot of shit going down on the border. I feel like the wall might not be the worst idea ever. I think it might got a bad rap.
I mean, look at what happened to us. First time going down there, so.
Yeah, first time I went down there. Oh, my God. That's a fucking story right there. So you guys said E40 sucks at one point in a video?
Just to, like, really piss off the Golden State fans. We're like, you bandwaggers. E40 sucks.
That was a guy who almost punched 9-0.
Oh, okay. I could see that. See, that's funny because yesterday a friend of mine put me on a group chat with E40 and said, like, you got to interview this fool. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I can't even believe you just put me on a fucking group chat with him. Maybe I can ask him that. I'm gonna be like, check these guys out. They said you suck.
Fuck.
Oh shit.
Someone said $15 donation. Steve, can you give a shout out to my brother Bryce Weber? He's a full sender.
Shout out to you, Bryce Weber.
Yeah, your brother's a cheap fuck. Tony Weber is a cheap bastard. But for the record, you guys don't actually have anything against E40.
Nah.
That's good to know. He's a good guy. Legendary artist.
Yeah.
Definitely. What do you guys have coming about in the near future? Any plans? Anything we should know about?
We're dropping a new merch drop July 1st at 8:30 Eastern.
Really?
So that's been going crazy. Our last drop, like, items sold out in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So if, like, we do our merch, we don't leave it up on the site all the time.
Mm.
We do like a drop every other month, and then it just sells out in like 12 hours.
Building up that scarcity.
And, yeah, just not letting it blow it out. We never restock the same designs.
Nice.
So we're dropping one in like a week. So that's going to be fucking crazy. We're just going to go ham all week, shoot some crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
We should bring them some shorts.
Yeah, man.
Oh, we're fucking send it shorts.
That's what I'm saying. I need...
we'll bring you some.
Oh, actually, somebody just donated $2 and said, Steve is racist and his channel sucks.
This channel doesn't suck.
That's such a good, just like, boom. Your whole identity is just done. He just... swallowed you up.
No, this guy seems funny.
James Redmond? Fuck him.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, but I need that pack, definitely. Where can they go to get the merchandise?
Fullsend.com. The entire collection's up there right now, so if you go there, you can see how fire the drop is.
Definitely.
Some crazy shit on there.
Hell yeah.
The shotgun tools and shit.
We need that. All right. Well, hey, we're going to stay tuned to the channel. Keep an eye on all this fucking great content that you guys got going. Myself personally, I'm twisted off the corona.
Hell yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, appreciate you guys coming on. Oh, anybody you want to thank? Any shout outs?
Steve, I feel like you're good at that.
Steve, shout out someone.
FaZe Blaze for rolling me these backwoods.
Hey. You rolled it up before you left the house?
Rolled me up 5.
That's so cool. Yeah. Wasn't it just like a couple years ago that every video game YouTuber had to hide the fact that they smoke weed and do heroin?
Don't they have to hide it, Steve? The FaZe guys?
Yeah, they have to hide it. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. No, exposed.
He doesn't smoke weed. He just rolls weed.
He just rolled. He's really good at origami. Yeah. He's got nimble fingers.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about. Is Nelk hyped up about the Ownage Pranks face reveal?
I actually saw that.
We met him like 2 years ago, so we knew what he looked like.
Someone says, show the tramp stamp. I've never seen
Ended off with the tramp stamp.
I've never seen the super chat so active as during this. Oh, the coronas are back. Someone said, I'll be eating 40 subs from Subway.
No, you won't.
Have you, how many of you guys? Oh, and Jess G said, come to Chicago. Jess, we are going to Chicago on Friday.
There you go, Steve.
Adam, Jess G. Jeez.
Are you at the store Thursday? Oh, shout out Germany. I'm going to stop reading this chat. This is the most I've ever read the chat in the history of doing an interview, but it was kind of entertaining. Somebody said, are you at the store Thursday? No, I'm going to be in Chicago. Yeah.
What do you think about Chicago?
I love Chicago, and I just hope that, you know, things go smoothly. It gets real in Chicago.
I know.
Now, a lot of my friends in Chicago are the types of people that it gets real with. So we're going to see what goes down in Chicago.
Shit.
If hanging out with Rico Reckless in Chicago, that's a good way to stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Nothing bad could come from that. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody said, Jew stole my foreskin. Where's Lucas?
What, man?
Jew stole my foreskin. A lot of foreskin talk. All right, Nelk boys, appreciate you guys coming through.
Thanks, bro. Yeah.
Everybody, watch this. I'll be live with FaZe Banks in like a half hour, so stay tuned.
Should we just stay and have some beers with the boys?
Yeah.
Maybe. No Banks doubt. Doesn't.
A little day
Banks going? Can't guzz beers, though. Banks
he doesn't?
He sucks at shotgunning, too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he sucks.
My girlfriend saw him at a party the other day, and she said that she's pretty sure he was drunk because he like was walking around in the pool in his jeans.
That's how you know that he's drunk. You just feel his chest, and if it's wet or moist, Banks is drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a little,
or blacked.
I'm a little moist right now.
I'm always moist.
I haven't seen Banks in like a week when we live with him.
I know.
That's what happens when you're an influencer.
He's sending it.
All right. Appreciate everybody at home. Nojumper.com. Smash like, comment. Subscribe. Almost at 3 million.
Can I rip a double barrel?
Of course. For your audience. Okay. Like it's not for yourself.
Save it, 902. Mr. Steve.
Wait, no hands?
No, I don't want to spill. All right.
Mr. Steve. I'm going to pound mine, dude.
Holy shit.
Kids, if you eat your Flintstone vitamins... This could be you.
Ooh.
That was dope.
That was amazing.
Good work, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. You. Appreciate you guys. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Nug Boys, FullSend.com. Ow.